There's stress and pressure that's bad for your health and well-being, and then there's the kind that moves you into your next phase of growth. This is where it gets juicy. It may not feel amazing in the moment, but moving through it to what life has for you on the other side is so worth it. Hi, welcome to the Connect with Sheila Botello podcast. I'm an entrepreneur, self-care strategist, and creator of the Seasons Self-Care app. I'm committed to helping you reconnect to your purpose, elevate your well-being, and build your version of a happy, successful life. You're listening to a Monday minisode where I share an insight designed to help you live into what lights you up this week. Today, we are talking about resistance. When you desire something really, really deeply, and it just won't leave you alone, this thought, this idea, this dream, what do you do? There's so many different things we can do when this happens. We can actually dive in and take a step. Sometimes we can distract ourselves because we feel like it's too big and maybe we feel uncomfortable. We just, that uncertainty of what happens when we take that big step makes us want to kind of just turn our head away from it and say, no, I'll deal with it later. Like, that's why procrastination is so big for so many of us. And I can speak for myself here. Procrastination has been often one of my Achilles heels, and also something that's helped me really learn a lot about why I do the things I do. You've heard me say before, if you've been listening for a while, I love curiosity, and I find curiosity fuels so much of what I do. Like, why do people do what they do? How come some people are able to achieve certain outcomes and other people don't trust themselves to or don't take those steps when they have so much beautiful potential inside of them? And when you look at them and they just like, they could do anything. You really see that light in them. And then why do they hold back? And of course, I say that to myself a lot. I wonder, you know, certain areas of my life, why have I held back? And that inquiry has helped me to kind of release some old thinking, some old beliefs and patterns to actually start moving through to the next best thing. So we talk about resistance often, like when you're looking at going to the gym and lifting a heavy weight, you're having a resistance experience in order to build a bigger muscle, a stronger muscle, more tenacity, to be able to build the strength inside of yourself of what you can actually do. And sometimes when we experience resistance in our life in other regards, like we take some steps forward and we come up against an actual thing that happens that slows us down, that makes us need to sidestep or pause, we think, okay, is this the end? Maybe I'm not cut out for this. Or sometimes it's just the resistance inside of you where you know this thing is meant for you, that you are meant to be doing, and yet you're not taking the action to move yourself forward. That is resistance. And I have heard it said, and I really believe it's been true in my life, that when you experience the resistance, it's trying to tell you something. It's almost like beckoning you to keep moving through because it's showing you, what are you made of? If you're willing to push through, and I almost don't like to use that languaging, like push through, but if you're willing to stand up and take the step and trust yourself and make friends with the resistance and say, let's do this, amazing things happen. Because I've found when I've let resistance stop me in my tracks and I've procrastinated for too long, I start to get that feeling inside like, oh, why haven't I done this yet? And I start to feel bad about myself. And if I didn't really care about that thing, I wouldn't feel that way. If it was not meant for me, I feel like maybe there wouldn't be so much resistance. Now, that said, sometimes the stuff that we're feeling resistance about, it's an idea perhaps to look at, how can we do things differently? Maybe it's an invitation for us to instead ask ourselves, what's a different way that I could go about doing this? Or maybe I need to stop trying to do it all by myself. Maybe I need support. These are things that are not easy to come by in our culture of self-sufficiency. There was a time in our culture, in communities, where families and individuals relied on each other so much more. Think of the agricultural society. During that time. I mean, I picture like barn raisings in the middle of like the prairies of Canada, and they're out in the open with all the elements. Nobody built a house completely by themselves or a barn. Like, they needed the community to come together to help them. And so people would rely on each other and to bring in the hay and to get the crops in and to do all of these things. There were people working together. And so it is so interesting how in our society, where we've come to do everything on our own, it's a very individualist society now, we have the capability of doing so much on our own, we feel like to be successful, we have to go it alone. And that's just not true. Our roots tell us otherwise. We were meant to do life in community. We were meant to do life supporting each other and helping each other along the way. And man, doesn't it feel so much better to do it in community, to have a team that you get to move through challenges with, reap the rewards and the success with, and celebrate? Celebrating on your own, it's great. I do it all the time. But man, it's so much sweeter when I am with other people, even just one other person. It just feels so good to just enjoy it, to dance it out, to laugh, and have that memory made that then later on you can go back and recount with someone. Like, remember that time when we pulled that thing off? It was so awesome. You get to revisit it again. That's not to say you don't get to do that when you've succeeded on your own. Like, and I really invite you to do that. It's just that it is really a lot sweeter when we get to share this with other people. So I want you to think about this week. Where in your life are you feeling resistance? Really get clear on that. You probably know, as I've been talking, something's coming up to the surface of your consciousness and saying, hello, yeah, this is the thing. So you probably don't have to dig too deep. I want you to ask yourself, what is the resistance rooted in? And what one little thing could you do in order to move through it? Could it be reaching out for some support from one person in your life? Maybe someone just to hold you accountable to taking one little step? That could make all the difference. I'd love to hear how that goes for you. And of course, this accountability and doing things together as a group, or at least having some kind of voices cheering you on, is something that I love about what we're bringing about in the Seasons Collective. I've been talking about it for a bit. You can see the links in the show notes to check it out. And it is really the place where you can step into the next phase in your business evolution, your next dreams or goals that you're walking into, in a community that places a high value on connecting with each other, on doing really helpful things in the world, in moving your growth edges, in challenging yourself, in celebrating, and doing these things in a way that feels good in your body and in a way that doesn't burn you out. So I invite you to go check that out. And I hope that you really enjoy your week. Find little things to savor, because it's all those little things that add up that make up your life. Thank you so much for listening. And if you got something valuable from this episode, tag me on the socials. I love shouting out your messages that you tag me in, and, you know, share it with a friend, text it, whatever the case. It really means the world to me when you listen and when you share, because I know that these are messages that I used to need to hear over the years. And we can always use more encouragement to move through to our big, beautiful dreams. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. Have a beautiful rest of your week. Big blessings.